The importance and the value of recreation to all of our citizens, whether you're in the city or you're in the unincorporated area in the county. And we have had in the city of Rock Hill an agreement with the county because the county has not wanted to be in the programming business, and they're not now. They do not use tax dollars to do programming. They've allowed municipalities to do that across the county, and quite frankly, the municipalities have done a very, very good job with providing programming. And a number of years ago, 17 years ago, as a matter of fact, they decided on a disbursement formula, which would provide the municipalities some subsidy in order to be able to subsidize the programming costs, and therefore allow citizens in the unincorporated area to participate in programming without having to pay any additional fees. And it has worked well. It's been a formula, and quite frankly, it's underfunded to some degree, but nevertheless, it's acceptable. And the cities, the municipalities, you know, have taken those funds and have been able to balance out fees that citizens in the city limits and those outside the city limits paid for programming. So it's worked extremely well. And so I'm not sure exactly what has prompted all this, other than the fact that it is my understanding that some of the facilities that the county has built, are basically underfunded. And so still we're talking about facilities now, not programming. So I'm not real sure exactly why this is even coming up, because we have a good formula and a good system that works well.
Former Mayor Eccles, what would you tell those or ask of those on county council when they go into the vote tonight?
Well, first of all, I think it needs this particular portion of their budget needs to be voted down. There are two or three council members who I think realize that this is not the way to go about meeting a problem which the county created for themselves by the way they try to fund the facilities that they have. I think we just need to separate out the facilities and how those are funded with programming. And the city does programming, the county doesn't do programming, and that's what we're talking about is programming funding. And they're trying to use a new tax across the board to help pay for facilities which they built, which was, in my view, a very large mistake. If they go through with it, if it were to go through, then county residents, the city is not going to have any choice but to go up on county residents for programming fees. So if you've got one or two kids playing in a youth softball program or soccer program, and you live in the unincorporated area, you're going to have to pay more. Right now, it's a balanced fee, and that's the way it should be. That's the city and the county working together, you know, in sharing revenues in order to be able to have good quality programming. So, I'd tell them to vote this down, go back to the table, and address the problem which they have, which seems to be funding for the facilities they built. And evidently, it's my understanding that they borrowed the money to do that, and so now they're having to pay it back.
At the end of the day, we don't want to run people away from taking part in programming and or afraid to use parks and other facilities because they're not sure if they qualify to attend or if they have to pay more. To your point, it made it easy. You just signed Junior up, and they went about their day.
And they went
grandparents showed up to cheer them on. Now,
exactly,
it seems to us on the sidelines, no pun intended, that formula now is a little bit more complicated. There's a lot more hurdles to jump over.
Well, I think two things. One is it'll cause the city to have to charge people in the unincorporated area more for the fees, because those people are not now paying any taxes in order to be able to have those programs. So it'll do that, as well as it may even cause the city to have to go up on their programming fees across the board, you know, for those even within the city itself.
And the recreation piece is so vital to our community. And we also want to make a quick note that this is not just going to be for kids programming. I mean, is going to be for senior citizen programming. This is going to be special needs programming. Yep. This is going to be programming across the board.
Absolutely. Programming across the board. Yeah. And, you know, recreation is so vital to all of us as a community. I don't know if I'm sure you may have, y'all may have reported, but Rock Hill recently came out with the economic impact totals for 2024. And for the city of Rock Hill alone, it was $124 million in economic impact. And I would venture to say that we don't want to do anything to damage that total.
We do not.
Well, that discussion will continue tonight. Again, the York County Council is expected to take a look at this issue and a second reading. We'll continue to follow it right here at WRHI and CN2. Former Rock Hill Mayor Duck Echols, sir, we always appreciate your time and expertise. Thank you very much.
Well, thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.